Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Kempf for part two of our two-part series.
All right, and then for Thursday, it's Family Preparedness Day. What's kind of the stuff that everyone should go over for that day?
Well, we've already talked about receiving the messages, so, you know, but that's still part of it. But the main thing is the discussion with your family with what is your plan? What is your plan if you're at home? What is the plan if you're at work? What if part of you are at work and the kids are at home? You know, what is our evacuation plan? Where are we going to shelter at? Making sure everybody understands that and what to do. And, you know, that's called a communications plan. You know, how are we going to communicate with each other? One of the things that people don't realize a lot of times is cell phones do not work real well sometimes during a storm, and especially after the storm, because so many people are sending pictures and making phone calls and things like that. Sometimes the better thing to do, which actually works better, is to text each other, because text messages don't take up the same amount of bandwidth within the cellular system, and they have a tendency to go through better. So that's something to remember. You know, having our information all put together, you know, who's our insurance company? Who are we going to contact? If the kids are at home alone and can't get a hold of you at work, are they going to call grandparents and aunt and uncle to let them know that they're okay? Because maybe you can communicate with somebody outside the area a whole lot better. So making sure that we've discussed that as a family is an important thing. And then the other thing is, don't forget about our neighbors. I mean, that's a big thing in Iowa, you know, neighboring, taking care of each other. So, you know, if you have those neighbors that maybe don't have full function, you know, they are on oxygen or maybe have to use a walker and whatnot, making sure that we're following up on them early, you know, and maybe that's following up with them when that tornado watch is put out. What is their plan for the day, you know, so, and how we can help them if something would happen.
All right. And of course, along with the severe weather, there's some other stuff that can happen, and making sure you're prepared for that. What are some other things, if there is bad weather, that might happen because of that? Like if a power line went down or if a tree fell on a house that people might need to be prepared for?
Well, it's all about safety. Safety first and foremost. You know, if there's a power line down, you know, not necessarily that you have to call 911, but you need to let law enforcement know so they can let emergency services know. If it's in your backyard, you know, making sure they know, making sure the power company knows, making sure that you're staying away from them, that line, and making sure anybody else would stay away from that line. Also, especially in the power situation. With trees coming down and stuff like that, your other example, you know, making sure that it's safe to remove that tree. When a tree's leaning on a house, it can put all kinds of pressures in different directions, and it may look like it's the thing that, oh, we can just go out and cut it up with the chainsaw and it's going to be no big deal. But you know, there's the possibility you could do more damage that as you're, if you fall off the roof, of course, then we've got a health issue, but you're up there cutting branches off. Maybe it changes the pressure and then it pushes that tree on down and goes through the wall or goes through a window and things like that. So sometimes there's things that we need to leave to the professionals. So make sure that you think about all safety aspects of anything that you're going to do. You know, even, you know, with lots of water and mucking out your basement, you know, your basement flooded, you know, are the utilities shut off, things like that. You don't know when that water's there, if whether or not it has popped the breaker in that fuse box, and maybe there's electricity in that water because it's over an outlet. You know, so taking time to think through all safety aspects, no matter what it is you're dealing with, from the smallest job to the biggest job, is very important.
All right. And then the final day for severe weather week is flooding. So can you touch a little bit on what flooding might look like in our area?
In our area, we have a lot of cases. There's two types of flooding. You have flash flooding and flooding. Okay. Flash flooding is where the water comes up quickly and usually goes down quickly. Basic flooding is where that water comes up and maybe it sustains over several days to where the area is flooded. We're more susceptible in most of our areas to what we call the flash flooding, where we get a large amount of rain. We have pinch points where the rain all comes down together and has to go through a culvert under a road or under the bridge and things like that. So it usually comes up quickly, goes down quickly. Those also have watches and warnings, just as we've talked throughout the week on the other things, you know, where it's warning you ahead of time and then letting you know that there's a very large percentage that it's going to happen to your area when you're under a warning. So making sure that you do that, making sure that you prepare yourself, you know, if you're susceptible to surface drainage at your home, maybe you have sandbags that you put around a basement window to help make sure that that water doesn't, you know, go into that window well and end up flooding your basement. So being prepared ahead of time, if you see that there's some type of a flood watch or even that thunderstorm watch coming and you know that it happens, being prepared early, getting out and doing that preparedness ahead of time to make sure that that water's diverted away from that window well is something that is very important, which saves us from that damage to our basement again, you know, in our furnace and freezer and things like that that might be down there. One of the other big points with flooding is driving, you know, and we always talk about that turnaround, don't drown thing with flooding. I mean, going through water, it doesn't take water that's very deep to displace you if you're walking or even your vehicle if you're driving through water. It only takes, you know, about 6 inches of water, and if it's moving fast enough, it can sweep your car right off the roadway, which is then causes a life safety issue then. So making sure that you're not out there going through that. We've had a lot of cases, especially with our flash flooding in our area, to where when it comes down to a pinch point of a culvert, it can wash part of the road out. So you might not be able to see that as you're driving along. The roadway may not be there. So once again, we've now taken something that shouldn't be happening. We're going to take emergency services and put them out in a dangerous situation and things like that because we have a life safety issue. So just taking the time to not drive, not walk through those floodwaters is a very important thing. As we talked about previously and also for the flooding part, you know, our flash floods, they usually come up within a few hours, they've gone down. So, you know, just taking time to keep ourselves safe is the main point.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob.
You bet.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.